We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, TB or not TB?
Oh, for God's sake! Will you take that fag out of your mouth? I can see the ass vibrating from the top of the road.
A man's got to have some pleasures in life. Did you bring any fags in? I've had to roll my own dogs up since this morning.
Honestly, the state your lungs must be in. They must look like a couple of empty coal sacks. How long have you been smoking now?
Let's see. I started after I left school. So that would have been,
60 glorious years. Have you any idea how much smoking that represents?
I don't know.
Well, let's work it out. A fag is about 3 inches long. A packet of 20, that's 5 foot. How many did you smoke a day?
40.
40? That's 10 foot a day you're getting through. That is the equivalent of one fag twice as long as you. Do you realise you're smoking 3,650 feet of fag per year? That's horrifying. That's nearly 3/4 of a mile.
Who cares?
3/4 of a mile each year for 60 years. What? That's incredible. Since you was an 8 and a half, you have smoked the equivalent of a fag 45 miles long. From here to Reading, or halfway up the M1 to Coventry.
No, it's not. You don't smoke them all. You can't count the dog ends.
That's even worse. That means you've thrown away a dog end 5 miles long. Quite apart from the health hazard, that is a diabolical waste of money.
No, it ain't. I enjoy smoking. It ain't done me any harm.
How can you say that? You must have a lining of nicotine 1.5 inches thick inside of your lungs. Another year and the sides will be touching. When you can't breathe properly, you have bronchitis every year from October to April. Oh, Dad, do yourself a favour. Give it up.
Oh, no, Harold. I couldn't manage without my fags. I'm too old to change my ways now. Life without a nice cough and a drag wouldn't be worth living.
Well, at least you could put my mind at rest and have an X-ray.
An X-ray?
Yeah, there's a mobile X-ray unit down the road. I passed it on my way home. Why don't you go down and have a check-up?
No, I'm not having no X-rays.
Why not?
They might find something wrong with me.
Well, that's the idea, then they can do something about it.
No, if there's anything wrong with me, I'd rather not know about it.
Oh, that is ridiculous. I mean, that is burying your head in the sand. If there's anything wrong with you, it won't go away. It'll just get worse.
There's nothing wrong with me.
You don't know? Not until you've had a check-up?
I know you. You want them to find something wrong with me.
What a terrible thing to say.
Yes, you do. Those I love to go to the hospital and they'll keep me there and I'll never come out again. That's what you want, isn't it?
Well, if that's what I wanted, I could have had your head x-rayed and had you taken away years ago. No, it's for your own good. Besides, everybody should be x-rayed. That is the only way they can stamp out disease. You see, the incidence of TB has fallen dramatically because of these x-rays. They can catch it in time. I'm going to have one.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Nothing wrong with me.
Then what are you going to have one for?
Now, look, the whole point of preventative medicine is to stop people from being ill so they don't have to go into the hospital. And the only way that you can find out whether people are ill is ill is to find out if they is ill or if they's not ill in the first place.
X-rays ain't preventing it. It's looking for it. Now, leave well alone. If people are ill and don't know about it, what's the point of depressing them? Blowing them like a mill.
I should have you committed. Life would be much easier, you know. Look, are you coming or not?
No, I haven't got TB.
I didn't say you have, but you've got a nasty cough, ain't you?
I've always had that. That's not TB. It's me lungs.
Look, you're going to have a checkup. You're coming with me first thing in the morning. You're going to have a bath, put some clean underwear on, and you're going to have that skinny little chest x-rayed, all right?
I don't have to have a bath, do I?
Well, you've got to give the x-rays a chance to get through, ain't you?
I don't want to be x-rayed, Harold. There's nothing wrong with me. I know there isn't. I'm as healthy as anyone.
Oh, good morning. We have come for the mass x-rays.
Mass x-rays? You said it was just one on the chest. I'm not having them all over. I'm all...
Come back here, you!
They're not strapping me down and shooting all that electricity through me. It's not natural. I'd turn into a monster.
What do you mean, turn? I must apologise for my father. I mean, he has been watching too many of them late-night Frankenstein pictures. Well, nobody's going to strap you down. Mass, in this case, means everybody. You're going to have one little x-ray. Now behave yourself. I do beg your pardon.
Oh, that's all right. There's nothing to worry about, sir. I can assure you it does you no harm at all. Now, we'll just fill these cards in. Name?
Steptoe. Albert Edward Ladysmith Steptoe.
Age?
63.
You liar, he's 69.
Why don't you not tell me this?
How can you be sensitive about your age at your time of life?
69.
Big mouth.
Address?
The Mews Cottage, All Drum Lane, Shepherd's Bush.
Are you suffering from any illness?
No, never had a day's illness in my life. I'm as fit as a fiddle. What are you doing tonight?
Dad, please. I'm most terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure he doesn't mean anything.
He does, don't you worry. You mind your manners now and answer the question.
Do you cough at all?
No, never.
Gordon Bennett.
When was the last time you were x-rayed?
Oh, I've never been x-rayed. There's never been any need. There's nothing wrong with me.
Name and address of doctor.
I haven't got one. Don't need one.
I know there's nothing wrong with you. Have you ever received any medical treatment?
No. Yeah, I had some white powder squirted down me trousers when I come out of the trenches.
I don't think we'll count that. Right, give this card to the nurse.
I'll wait for him.
Oh, go.
Name?
Steptoe. Harold Albert, the Kitchener.
Age?
34.
He's 41.
I'm 39.
Which is it? 34, 39 or 41?
39.
Nearly 40.
You'll need an x-ray on your nose if you don't keep it off of my phone. Now, go on, come get undressed. Clear off.
Address?
Same as him, unfortunately.
Are you suffering from any illness?
Not to my knowledge. I do keep myself in pretty good physical condition.
Any cough?
There is a slight irritation of the bronchial tracheae first thing in the morning, but it's nothing to worry about.
Any sputum?
Pardon?
gold watches.
Oh, no, no, really, no, nothing like that.
Have you been x-rayed before?
No.
Yes, you have. 2 years ago when the horse kicked you in the cobblers. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You got over it, didn't you? He can still enjoy himself, miss.
Please, please. But it's something I'd rather not talk about in mixed company.
Ah, that's all right. She's a medical lady. She's heard worse than that, I know. I think you ought to put it down, miss. X-ray Gentiles.
Nothing else?
No.
Now give this card to the nurse. Through there.
Come on, you.
What'd you have to go and tell her was 69 for?
What do you want to tell her about the horse for? I was just on the point of asking her that tonight.
Good afternoon.
Well, ask this one then.
Oh, no. She must be older than Florence Nightingale.
Come along there. Hurry up. We haven't got all day.
The nice young lady said to give you these cards.
Take off your jackets, please. Remove all metal objects.
Here, what's your game?
I just want to remove your braces.
I bet you do. Well, find someone else. I know about you nurses.
The metal clasps will show up on the x-ray. Over here, behind the machine. Right. Don't move. Deep breath in. Hold it. Don't move. I said don't move.
My trousers is falling down.
Never mind about your trousers. Hold it. Thank you. Get dressed.
Is that all?
That's all.
Can we get a cup of tea?
Promise you, shut up. You won't get no cup of tea.
Would you let me shut up?
Next, please.
So sorry. By all means.
Deep breath in. Hold it. Stop flexing your muscles.
So sorry. It's just a habit.
Thank you. We'll write and let you know the results.
Don't bother. There's nothing wrong with me.
Good morning.
Harold.
What?
I'm frightened.
What for? You've had it.
That's what I'm frightened about. Suppose there is something wrong with me.
Oh, come on, don't worry, Dad. You're all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Dad, was that a postman?
Yeah, the West London Chest Clinic. Oh, I called Harold, the West London Chest Clinic.
Oh, that's probably the results of our x-rays.
Here you are. You open.
Hey, El Steptoe, that's you.
I don't want it.
Open it.
No, straight away. Burn it. There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, that's probably what they're telling you.
Open yours first.
Oh, all right, then. Yes, sir. We are happy to inform you that your recent chest x-ray is completely clear and shows no abnormalities. There you are. Nothing to worry about. Go on. Open yours.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
What?
Dear sir, your recent chest x-ray was unsatisfactory due to a technical fault. An appointment has been made for you at the West London Hospital for a further x-ray. I've got it. I'm dangerously ill.
It's your fault, you and your x-rays. It was all right, understand?
Well, that'd be ridiculous. I mean, x-rays cannot give you TB. Anyway, I don't say you've got it. It just says unsatisfactory due to a technical fault.
They always say that, so it's not to frighten you. I'm dying. I'm not long for this world. I can feel it. I can feel the life draining out of me. Where's my chair?
Now, look, Dad. But you mustn't panic. You've got to be rational. Now, let us assume the worst. You've got TB.
Oh.
Well, nothing to worry about. I mean, it's not like it used to be. It's not like it was in your day. Our medical science has made tremendous progress since then. See, they've got drugs and modern methods of treatment. Oh, you'll be cured in no time at all. A couple of months in a sanatorium, rested, and you'll be as right as right.
I won't. I've had it. I probably won't last the week out.
You mustn't talk like that, Dad. You're going to be all right. I try not to worry. Now, when have you got to go to the hospital?
It says tomorrow afternoon.
Hey. Wait a minute.
What?
This ain't my letter. It's yours.
Pardon?
It says H-A-K Steptoe. That you? They put him in the wrong envelopes.
That's awfully ridiculous. Who wouldn't make a mistake like that? Shall we? Oh, my God. H. Steptoe.
I'm all right. I'm all right. There's nothing wrong with me. I told you. Fitch is a fiddle. Where's me fan? What's the matter with you?
TB. I've got TB.
Oh, don't say you've got it. It just says in the X-ray was unsatisfactory due to a technical fault.
They always say that. They never tell you the truth. I'm ill. I've had it.
You haven't had it, young lad like you.
I've got a cough. Dad, I've got a cough.
You call that a cough? That's a cough.
Oh, shut up. See that? Listen. Cavities. Oh, my lungs must be like lace curtains. Dad, I can't breathe properly. I'm out of breath. Now come to think of it, I haven't been feeling well lately. I've been so tired all the time.
That's too much of the other. There's nothing to worry about. You said yourself it's not like it used to be. A couple of months in a sanatorium, that's what you said.
Yeah, but they may not have caught it in time. I've probably had it for years. It's all your fault. You never looked after me when I was a kid. I never had any decent food in a rotten damp house. What chance did I have? It's lowered my resistance. It's all your fault.
You had the best food money could buy.
You never had any money. You spent it all in the pub. With me standing out in the rain all evening. With a bottle of lemonade and an arrowroot biscuit. That's why I've got it.
You haven't got it.
Yes, I have. I've lost a lot of weight lately.
Of course you have. You've been on a diet trying to get into them velvet trousers you bought.
No, it's more than that. Oh, it's been falling off me. I'm wasting away. And lack of energy. That's a symptom.
You've had that since you was born.
What the... Dad. I'm frightened.
Don't come too close to me. It's catching.
But Dad, I'm your son. Your flesh and blood.
Well, there's no point in us both having it. It's going to be hard enough for me running the business on my own when you're away. I don't know how I'm going to manage. I'll be here on my own. Ah, what a terrible thing to happen to me at my time of life.
What about me? It's me that's ill.
You should have looked after yourself. All them late nights burning the candles at both ends. I warned you. And now I'm going to be left on my own. Well, I hope you're satisfied.
I wouldn't have believed it. There's me sitting here gasping my life away. And all you can think of is yourself. I don't think there's another living soul in this whole world who can be as callous as you. I'll never forget this. I'll take the memory of this day to my dying grave.
Where are you going?
I'm going to my grave, i.e. my bed.
But you've only just got up.
I'm very tired. I must try and get as much rest as I can. I've got to conserve my energy for the battle that lies ahead. I'll see you tomorrow. God willing. morning, Father. Take that surgical mask off your face.
No!
Take it off or I'll stab it down your throat. All right.
Let go of me throat.
A man's entitled to protect himself. Eat your breakfast. Hey, have you been drinking out of that cup?
No. Why?
It's mine. It's a new one. That's your cup over there. I've smashed all the others. Here. Eat that sausage. You touched it.
What's this?
What?
All these bits of sticking plaster I'm in half and full.
Oh, that's so as we don't get them mixed up. I've marked your cup, your saucer, your plate, your knife, your fork, your spoon. They go in the sideboard. I've moved all the stuff I use into the kitchen.
We'll move out into the stable if you like.
You keep away from that horse. She catches it with Eddie.
Well, she ain't gonna catch anything from me. God blimey. Why don't you plant a yellow cross on the front door and I'm done with it? I'll carry this handbell round with me if you like.
I'm clean. Get away. I'm clean.
No. Sit down. Don't get excited. You mustn't overdo it.
You're right. I mustn't tire myself out. Oh, dear. Are my cheeks flushed?
They look all right to me. Aren't you going to go and get dressed? Aren't you going to go to work?
How can I go to work? I'm a very sick man. What about your precious horse catching it?
Oh, she can wear a mask. Fresh air'll do you good.
You just want to get me out of the house, don't you? So you can have it fumigated. In that case, I've got to go to the hospital this morning for my X-ray.
Are you going to eat your breakfast?
Well, I just don't seem to have any appetite lately. That's another symptom.
Good. I'll have it then.
I've touched that breakfast.
Oh, go on.
Forgot about that.
Go on, eat it. It'll be all right. Dip the sausages in carbolic. And it's a shame to waste them.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry. How are you feeling this morning, anyway?
I wondered when you'd ask. It's comforting to know you're concerned. I'm not well. I'm not well at all. I broke out into a cold sweat during the night. That's another symptom. I saw the sunrise this morning. Oh, it was beautiful. I could smell the rain as well as it dried on the wet pavements.
Is that a symptom?
Everything seems so clear. They say your senses is heightened when you haven't got long to go. You see things in a new light. I don't suppose I shall see another spring. I shall miss England in the spring. It was my favourite time. I weighed myself this morning. I've lost another 4 pounds since yesterday.
You haven't got your gumboots on, have you? Pull yourself together. You're carrying on like some puffy Victorian poet.
Would you put this envelope in a safe place for me, will you?
What's that?
My will. I've left everything to you with a small bequest for the Labour Party.
There's no need to make out your will. They'll cure you, you said yourself. All the new drugs, modern techniques, they work wonders today.
Yes, I know they do. But I've got a premonition. My time has come. Oh, it's a shame, really. There's so much to do, so much to see, and so little time left. Oh, don't be sad. Dad, I'm not sad. Look, I'm smiling. Well, I better go now. I'm due at the hospital in an hour to get the confirmation. I better take my pyjamas with me. They'll probably rush me straight into the sanatorium. Goodbye, Dad. I don't suppose I shall be back here again.
I'll come and visit you, Hal. If it's not too far.
Thank you, Dad. I would like that. But don't worry about me. I'm at peace with myself.
Oh, Harold.
I have no regrets. Je ne regrette ne rien. My only worry is leaving you. Hatching up, Dad. No tears. I'd like to remember you with a smile on your face. Come on. Smile. Smile. That's the style. Say goodbye to the horse for me. And everybody down at the Skinner's house. Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, son.
Oh, Dad.
What is it, son?
You think they could have sent a rotten, stinking ambulance, don't you? It wouldn't have cost them.
Look at the time. He's been gone long enough. Wonder if he's dead. Oh, might as well read his will.
Dear Dad, by the time you read this, I shall be dead. Unless you can't wait, you've opened it already. I'm too distraught at my demise. You can rest happy in the knowledge that we will meet again when you two are called by that great rag and bone man in the sky. Because I don't suppose we'll be all that long. I would like to be buried with my mum. And I hope that you will take more care of it when there is two of us in there than you ever did when she was in there on her tot. I hereby bequeath.
This is the bit.
All my worldly goods to you. This is to include my post office book and my harp of Steptoe and Son, hereinafter referred to as the business. I further bequeath...
Yeah?
...an annual sum not exceeding 15% of my total estate to be donated to Harold Wilson in his capacity as leader of the Labour Party of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and all his dominions beyond the sea.
Yeah.
I further bequeath to you, personally...
A dirty great bunch of lies right up to you, Dad.
Oh,
you couldn't wait, could you? Well, you're not going to get anything now.
I thought you was at the hospital.
I've been to the hospital.
What do they say?
For nothing wrong with me.
Did you have another X-ray?
Yeah.
And they didn't see anything on it?
No, and there wouldn't have been anything on the first one if I'd have taken this off.
What off?
There's bloody silly stupid thing hanging round my neck with my name and address on that you made me wear in case I got lost.
I've been wearing it for so long I forgot all about it. Look at it. Anybody think I was a stray dog?
Oh, well, you're all right. That's the main thing. There's nothing wrong with you. Welcome home, son.
This tea is stone cold.
I'll make some more.
Don't bother. I'm going to bed. I'm dog tired. I didn't get any sleep last night through worrying about it.
Harold, you can't go to bed.
Why not?
I burned it.
Harold, you did what?
I burned all your clothes as well.
You have been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Joe Manning Wilson as the receptionist and Margot Boyd...